really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales back from his travels and adventures to report on the climate of Australia these last weeks. Looking to winter, consider it is late fall in New South Wales. Winter is imminent, just as summer is imminent in the North Temperate Zone. However, it has been raining since the summer, and the weather has been unpredictable, even for New South Wales. I've been reading the story of Captain Cook's three voyages, and Australia is integral to the success of Captain Cook. However, the English travelers, the English sailors, didn't have enough compare and contrast to do Australian climate. This is 1770s. And so it was all new when the Australian colonists reached it and started recording the weather patterns. They basically have about 150 years of records. So far, I read, no one has ever seen rain like this, day after day, week after week. And when Jeremy left us, the Warragamba Dam, which dominates the scene in New South Wales, was threatening, and they might have to open the spillway, which would flood low-lying territory. Well, it turns out Warragamba Dam remains very fragile. Jeremy, welcome home. Very fragile. What does that mean? What can they do to help people downstream from the dam?
G'day, John. Yes, it is very, very fragile. And the short answer is they can only release the water in controlled amounts. And now, what that actually means, John, is that the Warragamba Dam has so much water behind it that if they left it right now, what would actually happen is the water would continue to build up and actually spill over the top, which means large volumes of water will continue downstream and inevitably completely flood the low-lying areas. And these areas are south of Sydney, so very, very populated. A lot of farm areas too, but a lot of suburbs too. So a lot of people would have a lot of problems. But what they're actually doing at the moment with the Warragamba Dam is they open up the spillways a little bit at a time just to release enough water and relieve enough pressure behind the dam so that the water goes down into those estuaries, into the lower parts of southern Sydney without hopefully topping the banks and going into the suburbs. But there is a catch to this, John. At the moment now, there is literally so much water behind the dam and still so much water coming down from the mountains because we're going to get more rain in the next 24 hours that they're doing it very precariously. So they're releasing the water, but nobody knows for sure whether it's going to be done safely and it's going to be enough to actually prevent flooding. So as we're speaking right now, John, there's actually warnings all across the southern part of Sydney right now to prepare for floods. And what that means, again, is get out the sandbags, start making alternate arrangements for when we return to work on Tuesday, because it is a long weekend, so we get some extra days at least away from work, and prepare for chaos next week. Because as we've spoken about before, when this dam tends to flood and when we start to see those estuaries downstream in southern Sydney flood, the New South Wales transport system goes into chaos because a lot of the railway lines come through here. A lot of the bus routes also come through here. So, John, this rain is just causing chaos everywhere. And while we're trying to deal with it here, it's going to be a tough week.
I spoke generally of your climate, your weather for the last 150 years. And you and I have talked on and off about the enormous amount of rain, not just this year or last year, several years in a row. Queensland struggled through flood after flood. And it was the driver of those fleets of mice that sailed across on and attacked the farms. And then it was the author of all the reptiles. So we'll talk of reptiles tonight. What do the weather people say about these serial rainstorms? Have they seen this before? Can they give you something to compare it to?
In fact, they really can't, John. They're saying it is actually an unusual weather event. And while we're blaming La Nina and the fact that we just had El Nino as well, so it's a rough, I guess you could say it's a very strange strategic weather pattern we've had for many years now. The Bureau of Meteorology is actually now admitting that these are very strange cycles, even for this time of the year, because we are in late fall, we're heading into the winter, which typically gets a little bit of rain. But at the moment, we're constantly getting rain. We're getting almost tropical rain volumes here in Sydney. So it actually buckets down when it rains. It's not just on and off showers. The rain is so consistent that the earth is so water sodden right now that it's actually flooding very, very quickly, which is unusual because normally, while we do have a lot of rain in Sydney and we'd have a lot of estuaries, they actually are very capable of draining up the water. But at the moment, they are not because the rain cycle is so much more different than before. And honestly, we were warned about this in January that we could get an unusual weather pattern right now. But the sense is that it is more unusual than expected, especially when you start to hear the Bureau of Meteorology saying we're going to have weather events that are outside the normal patterns and weather events that will probably lead to unexpected consequences, which is the flooding right now. So all I can say is that this is definitely not something we've seen in those 100, I believe it's actually 175 years of weather records here in Australia, which did stem from the first fleet, the original settlers here and Captain Cook himself when he took the weather observations while searching down the East Coast here. These are very, very strange patterns. And the worst part is they do seem to be coming the norm. They do seem to be coming this new normal in Australia. So going forward, I think we just have to be ready for either expecting a year where there's going to be so much rain, there's going to be so much flooding that we just have to deal with it on every given day, or it's going to be so dry that we're going the other way. We're going to be in droughts and preparing ourselves for bushfires. So honestly, I mean, Australia's fun at the best of times, but this weather really makes it a little bit different right now.
I tell a story. We're amateurs. We're just observing dots. We don't know if they connect. The story is about Rio Grande do Sul, the southernmost state of Brazil. Over the last several months, it has experienced disaster, floods. The rivers were overwhelmed with rain, and downriver, the state had not prepared adequately, had not dredged the channels adequately to get the water out past the sandbar, out into the ocean, flooding all of the agricultural land. This is heavily rice country. And the cities, all underwater, and remained underwater. 500,000 people dishomed. A catastrophe for Brazil, but also for the planet, because Rio Grande do Sul, they count on the rice crop to feed Brazil and other states. This year's rice crop was in, but next year's is now very badly damaged. I mention that because I speak to a Brazilian who was born in Rio Grande do Sul. His name is Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister for Brazil. His testimony is they've never experienced anything like this in Rio Grande do Sul. They were prepared for heavy rain, but not this, week after week, and the channels overrunning with water, and still the water's there. It hasn't receded. Doesn't have anywhere to go. It's still coming down the rivers. I tell stories like that, Jeremy, because you and I have talked about how the latitude for New South Wales and the latitude for Argentina and Chile and Rio Grande do Sul is approximately the same. You're both in the southern hemisphere. Both of you are fall, coming winter. It's strange, Jeremy. That's all I can say. The limits of my meteorological science have been reached. Two separate places that are experiencing something they've never seen before.
And that's a great point, John, because the latitude is key here. And Rio Grande do Sul, as you pointed out, It's almost exactly in line where we are with our weather system. So if you all you need to do is draw a line around the world, and we're basically very much in that same area. And the interesting thing is too, with our Bureau of Meteorology, when they phrase our weather patterns and saying how unusual they are, they do point out that it's actually a worldwide pattern. They're actually connecting the dots now that this La Niña that we're getting in Australia, because it has a lot to do with the temperatures of the Pacific Ocean being warmer, the Indian Ocean being slightly cooler in certain parts, it actually leads to a large, large weather system that actually makes itself around the globe at this same latitude. So unfortunately, though, I think in Brazil, they are getting it worse than us, but it had actually possibly a preview to what we may get later on, especially in wintertime. And I think because of the way that the meteorologists work in Australia, they're very much connected with the United States meteorology services and meteorology services in Europe and South America. There is an understanding now amongst the community there that this weather pattern is actually going to cause devastating effects probably for the next few months, at least in these southern latitudes, because of the fact there is so much moisture in the air and the ocean is warmed up so much that it's actually getting more moisture into the system, which of course then dumps on the landmass because that's where it was down. So we feel sorry for Brazil, and unfortunately, we think we may be in a similar situation in the coming months.
One more detail. There are scientific voices commenting on Rio Grande do Sul saying that the rains were more intense because of climate change. That's the statement. I'm just repeating it. I mention that because did you and I discuss the volcano Tonga? I don't
Yes,
remember.
we did, in fact. That's right. The volcano actually changed the atmospheric temperatures, at least over Australia, because again, it's all to do with the latitudes. The ash that went around the world actually created a cooling effect over the land, but allowed the warming effect to continue in the Indian Ocean, which created another weather system on top of an already disrupted weather system.
One more detail about Tonga. It's said to have put 10% more moisture into the atmosphere, high atmosphere, than was there before, because it blew all that water up. I'm recalling it. I don't know whether that's significant, but it is stated that the volcano led to more water in the atmosphere. As you pointed out before, the water's got to come down once it's up there. That's the cycle. So that we've reached the limit of our amateur observation. Jeremy Zachas in New South, what comes with water? Lots of reptiles. When we come back, reptile report. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Okay, let me get a new file for us.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.